WKJAN Sports.
And I'm Rick Hansen with this check of sports. Good morning. Our sports report is brought to you on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. Let's run down those scores from last night's action in high school basketball. In boys hoops, it was ACGC over Ogden 68-52, ADM over Bondurant Farrar 51-50. BV Northwest Kansas defeated Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln 84-58 in boys hoops. It was Bedford over Afton East Union 52-45. Boyer Valley a 69-38 winner over Glidden Ralston. Also in boys action, Carroll beat Perry 88-13. It was Coon Rapids Baird over Peyton Sherdan 65-44. Denison Schleswig slipped past Harlan 60-57. East Mills was a 52-43 winner over Stanton. Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton boys beat Woodbine by 59-49. It was IKM Manning over AHSDW 59-44. Mount Air picked up a 77-40 win over Southeast Warren. Murray defeated Orion Maxburg 57-15. Elsewhere in boys hoops, it was Nottoway Valley over Wayne of Corydon 75-44. Otterbold Arthur BCIG downing West Benona 77-39. In overtime, Panorama got past Madrid 58-57. It was Sydney over Griswold 59-33. St. Albert defeating Lewis Central 66-59. Tri-Center boys had a 77-25 victory over Missouri Valley. Underwood down Audubon 54-42. It was Winterset over Carlisle 80-51. And Woodward Granger beating up on the West Central Valley of Stewart, 72-31. There were some cancellations locally here in the listening area, including Atlantic at Creston. That game was postponed. Clarinda Academy versus Fremont Mills. Keber Catholic versus Red Oak. Those games also postponed. Martinsdale-St. Mary boys game versus Southwest Valley was postponed to January 18th. In girls' hoops, it was Creston over Atlantic, 63-49. AHSTW downing AKM Manning, 81-49. Dare Casey Guthrie Center beat Ogden 67-13. Bedford girls had a 66-41 winner over East Union. Cam beat up on Arweva 69-42. It was Carroll over Perry 70-25. Abe Lincoln over Council Bluffs TJ 60-21 in girls basketball. Elsewhere from around Western Iowa, Denison Schleswig beat Harlan 40-32. Earlham was a 49-40 winner over Pleasantville. Glenwood beat up on Clarinda 72-25. It was Glidden Ralston over Boyer Valley 58-46. Lewis Central a 64-61 winner over St. Albert. Martinsdale St. Mary's girls won 64-52 over Southwest Valley. Murray defeated Orient 45-14. It was Nottoway Valley over Wayne of Corydon 78-43 in girls action. Otterbold Arthur BCIG beating West Monona 61-55. Panorama a 53-17 winner over Madrid. Peyton Sherdan girls defeated Coon Rapids Baird 53-16. It was Sydney over Griswold 59-32. Stanton a 46-39 winner over East Mills. Tri-Center over Missouri Valley 44-37. Underwood defeated Audubon 57-31 in girls basketball. A couple more games for you include Winterset over Carlisle 51-30. Woodbury Central defeated Westwood Sloan 50-47. And Woodward Granger girls were a 51-41 winner over West Central Valley of Stewart. Kemper Catholic versus Red Oak and Southeast Warren Liberty Center versus Mount Air girls basketball games were postponed. In college hoops, Luca Garza scored in the second half and finished the game with 34 points in just 17 minutes, lifting the number 3 Iowa Hawkeye men over Iowa State in college basketball, 105-77. Garza missed nearly 11 minutes in the first half after picking up his second foul, but he responded with 25 points in the second half. He was 13 of 14 from the field, including 10 of 10 after halftime, and knocked down 4 straight three-pointers. 6'11" Garza, who's a senior, scored the most points by a Division I player who played less than 20 minutes in the game over the past 25 seasons, according to ESPN. Elsewhere in college hoops, Colin Gillespie and Caleb Daniels each hit 5 three-pointers and scored 18 points to lead number 9 Villanova past Georgetown, 76-63 in the Big East opener for both teams. DeMarco Pickett led the Hoyas with 16 points. Gillespie shook off a slow start and keyed a 15-0 run that put the Wildcats in control of their sixth straight game on the road. Marcus Zagorowski scored 22 points. Denzel Mahoney had 20. And number 8 Creighton used a big run in the second half to pull away to beat Nebraska 98-74. The Blue Jays weren't sharp early, but went on a powerful dunk and three-pointer filled 30-7 surge after halftime to bounce back from their one-point loss to number 5 Kansas on Tuesday. Creighton has now won 8 of 9 against the Cornhuskers and leads the series 28-26. Sean McNeil scored 15 points, and number 11 West Virginia rallied in the second half for a 62-50 win over North Texas in men's college hoops on Friday. Well, the Northern Iowa women's basketball team is at home this afternoon to host South Dakota State. The Panthers are 2-2 after a double overtime win at Wichita State, while the Jackrabbits debuted in the AP poll this week at number 22. UNI coach Tanya Warren.
Well coached, execute extremely well, especially on the offensive end. So we have our work cut out for us, but it's good to be home and we're excited for the opportunity.
It's the first of two games against South Dakota State. The Panthers return the trip on the 23rd.
It's a great opportunity for us. They execute extremely well offensively. They're very good inside. They shoot the three extremely well. It's a great opportunity and a great challenge for us and one that we're looking forward to.
The Panthers have a veteran starting lineup, and Warren says the key will be how much depth the newcomers can provide.
And we're going to need them. We need every single one of the young women on our roster, all 15. We're only going to be as good as is all 15. And I preach that. We're going to continue to preach that. And I just pray that we continue to understand that, because that is the importance to our success.
Ranked 16th in the college football playoff rankings, the Iowa Hawkeyes today close out an abbreviated regular season at home against Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes look to solve a Badger team that has won four straight in the series and seven of the last eight. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz.
It's a physical football team. They're extremely well coached. They've got good players every year. They've got a good coaching staff. Coach Chris and his staff do an amazing job. And probably if you go back to the early 90s, it's almost the same script each and every year. Some faces have changed, obviously, but they just play good football, and they make you earn anything that you're going to get, and that's the case this year again.
Aaron says the Hawkeyes will need to play their best game of the season in order to win.
They're big, they're physical, they play hard, extremely hard, and don't make many errors. And on top of that, they play really well. They've got a good offensive line again, good running game. Quarterback who looks very impressive, good receivers, and defensively, I think they're leading the league in just about every category. So, it's what you'd expect. They're a really tough football team, and it's going to require us to play our best game.
Ferentz said 22 players will be honored in what he calls an unusual senior day ceremony.
I'm just sorry, first of all, that the fans won't be there to be able to, salute them and say goodbye. And to that point, really, feel for the fans as much as anybody this year. They haven't been able to be in Kinnick, so we've missed them. We appreciate their interest and look forward to getting them back, hopefully soon.
The Hawkeyes are 5-2 on the season thus far. The Badgers are 2-2. Pre-game coverage of that game begins at 12:30 here on KJAN with a kickoff at 2:30 p.m. Sports was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.